There are stories about what happened.
It's true. All of it. I will finish what you started.
Get ready!
For what?
Testing. 1, 2. Hello, Lucien here.
Oh, who are these people?
I stand for it.
My internet friend.
Is that the KFC guy?
What? Look at dance.
Five to the people.
To forgive the terrorists is up to God, but to send them to him is up to me.
Broadcasting across the internet, this is the final season of the JL Show.
Envy men, envy alter, us mature crasser, a will clue agish call emish gaze, cree and cringe in aquila law. Remagar, Akinish, Lee MCS, August Brahnim, Lee Pri Lahu. We don't have to learn it. I will end up the. Good evening, everybody. It is the day of.
19th. It is the 19th of November.
We're not going to listen. Lucy made a mistake. He said law, not tra. I'm pretty sure I heard him say laws.
It's the 19th of November now. You know what that means? You know it's less than a month away now? Not Christmas now. Christmas is a bit more than a month away. Guess what's less than a month away? What's even better than Christmas?
New Year's.
What's even better than Christmas?
Okay, that
doesn't make any
sense.
New Year's.
What's even better than Christmas? Does anyone know? Up in Star Wars. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, Shane and I are not here.
You guys are so boring. Fuck you guys.
Shane hasn't seen the original. Hey,
Aaron,
it's
quite a choice between Christmas and Star Wars. I'd have to take Christmas.
Oh, I choose Star Wars.
Shane's coming over to my house for doing a marathon of all the Star Wars movies.
I'll come over too. I want to do that after the exams.
You're not invited.
Oh, come on, no. I have them all on DVD. I will
come. So do I.
What's that there for?
We'll do I can't watch more than two movies.
Yeah, well, you don't need to watch two Star Wars movies.
I'll sit here, but no problem.
Just watch the original and Empire, and you'll be done. Like, there's no need to watch the other Star Wars films. They're all shit. Return of the Jedi, very mediocre. I mean, Attack of the Clones is good, but it's not a real Star Wars movie. So, anyway, it's time, everybody, for my favorite segment, This Week in JL History. Somebody sing the jingle.
We have a song?
No, we don't. Somebody sing one.
No.
This Week in JL Show History, we did some crazy... That is just awful. That sounds like Eagles of Death Metal. Too soon. This week in JL Show History, we did some crazy stuff. Everybody, this week in 2012, it was an episode titled Breaking Down in Tears. It's another fine Jimmy and Luke episode. The new newsletter is here. We discuss. Luke has seen Breaking Dawn Part 2. But Jimmy hasn't. Spoiler alert! It's not cartoons, it's anime. We arrange our secret Santa. Dean gets Jimmy, Jimmy gets Luke, Luke gets Dean, Kian gets Michael, Michael gets Jimmy, and Dean gets Kian.
It sounds like a very good secret Santa.
No, it sounds terrible. There's nothing secret about it. The Hobbit is coming, hence the new artwork.
The Hobbit's one of the worst movies ever.
No, not ever, but they're... They're not the worst. I mean, there were much worse films last year than the Battle of the Five Armies. But there was no worse film made by people as smart as Peter Jackson. You should know better. So, there was much worse movies last year. What was my number one worst movie last year? Was oh, shit, I can't remember.
Is that what happened movie last year?
Yeah, but his films last year were decent. Blended was fine. Worst movie last year, Mrs. Brown's Boys. There you go. Worst movie last year.
You didn't even go see it, did you?
I watched it after. Yeah. And Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was my number two worst. Last year was a fucking bad year.
Whatever. Right.
My top five, which I might have to change my mind now. My top five last year was Interstellar, Boyhood, Whiplash, and Muppets Most Wanted, Birdman. Not bad. But if I redid it now, it would probably be Whiplash, Boyhood, Interstellar, to be honest.
Oh, you drop Interstellar.
Because Interstellar is not, it's just so flawed. And I think Whiplash and Boyhood are kind of perfect films.
That's weird the way you said Interstellar. I was in the car thinking about this morning about, oh, that's really interesting, that Lucien
didn't look too much into the story, like how things worked out in the very end.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, that's actually pretty good and lucid. No, it's weird. Today you're actually saying that it was flawed.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think the ending's the problem. I think the problem is, I think, the scenes which are just bad and unnecessarily long. Shane's the scene. I'm not going to spoil Interstellar, but there's scenes in the middle of it which I think are...
I tied Callum in this.
Okay. It's very, very good.
I love it.
I'm a big fan of that quote. I'm going to read it in my Putin voice.
I feel like I should read it.
I'll try first. Let me see it.
You just spat all over
me. Can I please see the quote?
No, you just spat all over me.
To forgive the terrorists is up to God, but to send them to him is up to me. Vladimir Putin.
There you go.
Where's Michael?
He's over there. He's taking a selfie with Martina. I love how, like... Oh, shit, I want to be the tail. I'm getting the tail.
Do we get it?
Martina's got, like, a million Snapchat friends. I want to be in her story. Can I be in it?
No.
Come on, Shane. Come on, Shane.
I don't smile at pictures.
They've got like a million Snapchat followers each. If I get on their story, I could get a modeling career.
Anyway. You get a modeling career.
Alright, this week in 2012 in Jail Show History, it was episode 33, Fire at Lunch. The people who bring you the Jimmy and Luke Show bring you the Jimmy and Luke Show. We're recording at lunch instead of breakfast, oh my. Where's Johnny? That's weird.
There's no one here looks at it.
What would the US be like if the Civil War had ended differently? This interesting discussion is rudely interrupted by the fire alarm, which sends Luke and Kian scampering for the exit with the show still recording. You've all heard this clip, haven't you? Where we were recording.
Who would I tag in this?
I'm playing it.
Show me.
Basically, I'm sitting over there with like Philip and Michael and shit talking about some Civil War crap. And then the fire alarm goes off.
And we'll tag Lucy and Michael.
Because I don't know which of them is which. No, I know which is which. I just don't know. Goodness. Anyway. We're sitting over there. Exactly. That's all they do all the time. Anyway. So we were sitting over there, and the fire alarm was off. And I stuffed the thing in my bag and went outside. Fire! Fire! So we have this great recording of the fire, and the recording is cutting off, and it's really fun. Anyway, that's a great episode. Luke reckons this episode will win a podcast award.
Kian set off the fire alarm like 3 times in 1 day.
He did it once. Luke reckons this episode will win a podcast award for its amazingness. Download it or miss out.
Shane, where are you going?
Do you want to read out this week in 2013? Please do. Read out this week in Jail History 2013.
Alright, this is Owen speaking. As the world celebrates the release of the Hunger Games.
What's the name of the episode?
Wow, you're really, really testing me here.
Yeah.
Jimmy and Luke, number 78. What's a pound sign or number?
It's a number sign.
Pound sign as well.
Yeah, well, it's number 78.
I was just messing about that. JFK Katniss.
JFK Katniss. You get it? Because John F. Kennedy, and that was John F. Kennedy's death anniversary, and The Hunger Games 2 was out, so it was JFK Katniss.
As the world celebrates the release of The Hunger Games Catching Fire and the back-to-back 50th anniversaries of Doctor Who and John F. Kennedy's assassination. That's not something you celebrate.
Well, everyone did.
Jimmy and Luke host a show in which they discuss the topics as well as some different, more trivial things. They also walk around outside for the last 10 minutes.
Alright.
Why isn't fucking James ever on anymore?
Because he's doing all this stuff. Episode 77 in 2013.
I'm going to start my own podcast.
Jimmy and Luke's new episode is... You can call it Double Dole if you want. I have DoubleDole.com.
If I record episodes, would you post them?
Oh, yeah. Well, no. Of what?
Shane and I doing
what is it going to be called? Well, Reverse Economics.
Shane and I can just do Reverse Economics.
Just do Reverse Economics. It has listeners. It has more listeners than this does. Jimmy and Luke's new episode is here with discussions...
I don't want to do one now.
No, not now. No, I'm saying do one at home when there's silence and stuff. With discussion, do it on the Hangouts or whatever. Or just wait till the summer and do it in Michael's house.
Wait, where's this thing? Was it Elsie French or Boo Slides?
It was Boo Slides. It was on Friday.
Or Boo Pop. Wait, who changed it?
Baron? J- Jimmy and Luke's new episode is here with discussion of the upcoming Catching Fire, the premiere of Almost Humor, and the changing vocal tones of the hosts, and loads more stuff. Episode 76, Attacknophobia. The Jimmy and Luke show is back with another great episode. Jimmy's been sick. A tarantula with eight legs! Temple Run, the movie. Who's making whose films? What's the
Wait,
name
was
of
that
the
a joke?
Which? No, they bought the rights to it. Who's making whose films? This is when we were making films in TY and we... what's the name of the place? Not telling. Getting on a bus in real time. This week in 2014, it was episode 148, The Tooth Dimension. Join Luke and Michael for an epic Google Hangout, featuring discussion of the physics of Interstellar, Taylor Swift's battle with Spotify, and Luke's ridiculous series of accidents. So this was the first show I did after I knocked out my tooth. Episode 148, The Tooth Dimension.
Shane, do you want to go outside?
No. We're doing this today. We're doing this today. We'll do this. We'll go outside tomorrow.
No, can we walk around outside?
Yeah.
No. It's terrible content. It's such bad content.
What's your first class after break?
It's math.
Great.
Come on. Can we not just stay here? Please. Come on. We got a show to do. This is when I knocked out my tooth and then fell out the stairs.
I don't know why you're still talking to me.
Episode 149 was called No Bono. Join Luke and Owen and Shane for another fun episode.
Shane, Celine, you're not your
boss. Are we going outside? Damn it.
You don't have to come back.
I know, but...
It's in there, talk to your phone. Go to
the Get your Italian and our... Get the party and
I don't want to have to explain to them what a podcast is. I was going to show them a card and be like, this is what we do now. This is who we are.
See, just not trusting me.
One of my favorite lines in Community ever is in the Glee episode where the Glee Club instructor says, This is what we do now. This is who we are.
Well, I love the Glee episode.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's one of my favorites. That's so good, yeah.
I think my favorite episode is probably like the lava or something.
I don't like the paintball episodes. Don't like them. They're too gimmicky. But the guy who... the paintball episodes are to Community what JL 200 was to this. It's like, they're bad, but everyone remembers them because they were big and loud, but they actually have very little quality.
I think I've watched the video episode 3 times.
I've watched all my favorites. Like, I've watched that like 7 or 8 times.
I watched that one. Wonderful. And the Dean was the first one last week. They're one after the other.
Oh, yeah. That spot of the show with all those episodes consecutively is some of the greatest TV of all time. I mean, Jesus, the Dean commercial episode is so good.
Shane's
saying
that's his pen.
You said that too, they better not.
No, Mr. Curran said it.
Wrong, I'm too.
Wait, maybe he meant like 2 days straight.
No, he said that thing will be dead by tomorrow.
Okay, it still works.
He was misled. Maybe him complaining about it last year got them to improve the battery life.
How are you getting away with wearing that in school? You like it?
Yeah.
I mean, it has the crest on. Why don't more people do it?
I'm the only one that has it. Like everybody else that has one, apart from. Who has one? I have one, Daryl Ryan has one. Evan Murphy has one, Joe Lydon has one, that's it.
Oh, I guess I've seen Evan Murphy wearing one.
Joe Lydon sounds like he
never heard of him.
Who has an RTE radio show?
Joe Lydon.
And not just because it's Joe. No, Joe Lydon.
He actually sounds nothing like someone who would.
Like, no,
the kind of person who has an RTE radio. No, but I'm saying, I don't know who he is.
I mean,
I'm
Ray Darcy and Joe Duffy are the perfect.
And Joe Lydon.
But like, no, a good name for like Darren Franick or something. That sounds like an RTE. There is a Darren.
Yeah, see, they're all perfect.
Oh, I like
they all have a one syllable.
Rick O'Shea has finally left 2FM. So happy. He's way better than that station. He's a proper broadcaster. He should be on Lyric. He's been on Lyric for years.
I added Chris Green on
he's always putting
glasses
on the
toilet. Yeah, that's all he does. Yeah.
Urinal
ball.
Hi, Shane.
Oh, Richard.
You didn't have to.
I mean, I have a bunch of like YouTube people and podcast people. They don't add me back. Oh, anyway, No Bono. Shane, read the description.
No Bono. Pro Bono.
You were on that episode, so you should remember.
Luke, Owen, and Shane for another fun episode of the podcast. We attempt to write an episode description with zero punctuation as it messes up metadata. This episode features discussion of Band-Aid 30. RTE's awful drama programming and Interstellar and more. Enjoy. That sounds like an awful episode.
It was so bad.
So boring.
There was like 15 episodes in a row that had Interstellar mentioned in the title of the in the in metadata. Like it was pretty funny.
That was our season 3.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm the crown.
I don't want to get a photo of it.
Oh shit, the independent
garbage. Garbage.
I told you my grandfather watched the first one.
I love it. It's so
and it was,
good.
Oh, it's so fucking awful.
No, the
movie
worst.
No,
the movie isn't as good as the movie.
I haven't seen the show, but the film made me physically ill. Like, I actually was going to vomit. I had to leave the room. It was just so disgusting.
No, the TV show is kind of the same, but
like, if they'd been Irish, I wouldn't have hated it that much.
It's not as Kincaid.
I'm like, by default, I hate a certain kind of English young male by default. When you talk about certain things, and they're so crude and so hateful. Oh, it's a horrible show.
I thought you'd be able to relate to the weirdo.
No, because he's a fucking stereotype. He's like just bullshit, Sheldon Cooper kind of shit. Like, it's such a stereotype.
Quite frankly, so much.
Apparently, Sheldon Cooper's gonna have to have a few minutes up again.
It was
the guy.
Has he not had sex ever?
No, he hasn't, no. Well, he's been in a relationship for years, but he's asexual, basically. Like, so.
I don't care.
Dude, I don't care.
I don't. Like, I've never cared.
Who's the
guy?
That
guy.
Assassin.
I saw him at the county today. Yeah,
you,
so
have a weird, you have a strange thing though. Like, if somebody's standing, in front of you, you'll talk about them in the third person as if they're not standing in front of you. You'll say, who's that guy who's being assassinated? Both of you, who's that man? Like, I thought just now, first one, I didn't realize you were talking about that bad man because you were talking about him as if he was somebody that you not like, talk about him in the third person.
Yeah, I know.
Really
I think he's an inspector, actually.
Huh?
I think he's an inspector.
You think he's Dave Bautista?
I know. He looks like an inspector,
all right.
Dave Bautista.
Oh, an inspector. Oh, see, I was making a joke there about Spectre.
Yeah, no, I heard
Dave
Bautista.
I heard he's inspector.
Yeah, and that's why I said... That's,
no,
that's,
I think he's an
no,
inspector.
I thought you said he's inspector. That's why I said, yeah, Dave Bautista. Oh, you see, if I said Daniel Craig, you would have got it. I was, my joke was too... Was too
no, I knew Dave Bautista was in it.
So why didn't you get the joke?
I thought you had both of them above.
It's a good, no, because in the Spectre.
Yeah, I know. But like,
it's a good joke. It's a really good joke.
It's a terrible pun.
No, it's terrible.
I hate when people make puns and not actually puns.
Mm. Why when Lucien says this joke?
Oh, yeah, like in the newsroom, the whole conversation about puns. She goes, puns can be punny. That's not a pun.
My Snapchat or Lucien's?
Oh, no, yours was far better.
See,
oh, no, his was him slashing the glass in his dad's face. It's hilarious.
No, the one with the anti-bullying.
Well, that was terrible. But the
oh,
one,
good.
The one
wait,
was
how did you get them?
Oh, no, the one with...
Everyone got it.
Yeah, it was just a John Tierney had it, so I went looking and I got it.
How did you call Lucien?
It was
just your location, Jordan.
No, probably.
It's Wi-Fi. I get very few filters. I get the coloured ones and I get the mile an hour and I get the time and that's it. And
oh, do you get the glory one now?
I do sometimes.
You know,
sometimes
I
get the battery
you
one.
You know, I've submitted a bunch of filters to that because you can submit geofilters. I designed
I
the one with
has
the...
One. Galway has a shot.
But I designed one with the... I've designed like five or six with the diving board and I submitted them all and they rejected two of them but they said they're considering a couple others. For Salt, like it says, Salt Hill, Galway, come to Salt Hill. And there's a purple diving board. I think they're actually really nice. It took me a while to do them. But no, they say they consider all filters for locations. And it worked.
These kids aren't in our school.
Are they?
No.
Oh, let's bully them.
I love when Lucy says that he could bully someone.
I can bully somebody that's significantly younger than me.
You got bullied by the second year.
He didn't bully, but I won.
You wouldn't mind being the bigger man.
Votomatic have sent me a tweet.
Votomatic, go on.
Because I sent them a tweet last night. I tweeted, got my Votomatic results.
Yeah.
And at Votomatic, and they responded, I'll just leave this here. And it's a link to a photo. Oh shit, I have some data. Let's stand right here. Because that's why I can click on the link and see what this
is. It's kind of cold now, so I think
just give me 20 seconds.
That's all I need.
I just want to see what they sent me. If it doesn't load after 10 seconds, we can go.
10. 9.
8. Video online. Next week,
they're
into the part 2 of it.
Okay. I'm fine.
Oh, but you've waited 10 seconds. Why is that waiting?
There's no point.
That's usually my reasoning. Like, so
yeah.
If I ever wait for somebody,
won't
that
wait? No, I don't know. Because I assume it's not going to work. Anyway. Look, Nilo Tool. He does that knock the carriage church tonight. He came to my house already.
He's
no new secondary schools in Galway until 2019. Well, that's not news. That's not a new school. They just moved.
Oh, no, the fixed wires. Well, someone did.
That's dangerous. Somebody is going to come. Somebody's going to decide to do a stunt with a ruler. You get what I'm saying? Somebody's going to climb out the window and go. What's it called when you do that? Like they're going to go ziplining.
Well, first of all,
have you ever gone ziplining before?
I have gone on the one in Capital Park.
Oh,
it's not a zip line.
It's a zip line. It's a proper zip line.
It's a thing that you pull yourself up on and go zip.
That's not a
So. What else to talk about? I'm going to show you guys this a TV, so 30 seconds.
Wait, how many more hunger in their group?
I guess he's just busy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he is. There's a 30 second TV spot for The Force Awakens I think you guys should watch. It's really awesome.
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
TV.
Just the music is fantastic.
What do you mean, 30 seconds?
30 second ad for Star Wars.
When? Is that the official YouTube?
I'm going to show it to you right now. No, this is Touch Chew. There's no official YouTube app for Winifred.
There's no YouTube app for it. If you search the website on the browser.
Yeah, but no, the Touch Tube is great. It's perfect. It lets you download them and all sorts of stuff. It's great.
Look, I think you could download Snapchat now, I think, if you want. Like, say somebody has to say it on a Google Drive or whatever.
I know, I tried once and these phones are so.
Because that's how I got Dub Smash. I couldn't get Dub Smash on my phone.
But I looked up.
How did you get it then?
You can't get it.
My phone was out of date.
Yeah, but see, Android is open source. Like, you can mess around with the insides of your phone. You can't. Windows Phone's all locked on your iPhone. Anyway, watch this. This is quality stuff. Watch it. The music in it's so great.
Who's doing this on music?
John fucking Williams.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Oh, perfect. Anyway. Exciting content. I just think the music in it is fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's a very good version of
Ghost Protocol is so
washed and cheesy.
You see, I don't like to think about it because. Look, I'm excited for The Force Awakens. It's a very important thing for me. But after that, I just get cynical because they're making too many. They're making too many, and I wish they weren't. And I'm kind of ignoring everything that comes after The Force Awakens. Because when you make too many films, it just turns into the fucking Marvel cinematic bullshit. And then,
I don't know, because Harrison Ford is pretty old.
Well, Harrison Ford's going to die in this one.
Yeah, he's dead too.
I mean, I'm pretty sure this film is going to work as a standalone. I hope it does, because I don't really care about anything that comes after. I mean, this is the first of a trilogy. Episodes 8 and 9 are coming out in the next couple of years. Meanwhile, every other year, they're doing these spin-off films about different people. There's a Han Solo prequel with some... Oh, it's just like, there's too many. So, I'm...
Jabba the Hutt. Not Jabba the Hutt, Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar Binks.
He needs a prequel.
Well, somebody said that a good thing for them to do was to be have the skull of Jar Jar Binks out in the desert somewhere, buried under the sand.
Just the top sticking out.
And everybody be like, yeah, fuck you! Like, you see his beak sticking out.
Because
he's so stupid. He's infantile character. He's not funny. He's racist. He's extremely racist.
Funny.
He's a caricature of black people.
Why are you racist in Star Wars?
Because he's a caricature of black people. Oh, did you like my pun? Socialist realism.
I don't get it. What's the joke?
Socialist realism is an art movement that Stalin was patron of, where he wanted all art produced in the Soviet Empire during his reign to echo the history of socialism in a very glamorized manner. And it was titled Socialist Realism. And these democratic candidates are socialists. So socialists, well, they're not. I mean, Michael Hillary in mind. Anyway, I designed this myself from scratch. I got their faces, I cut them out, I did a very good job. I'm very happy with that.
I just learn on the day off tomorrow, which annoys me.
Why?
Teacher meeting.
But we got the day off on September 22nd.
We got a Monday off.
I spent the day off. I spent the day doing acapellas.
If we did a day off, I'd spend the day just getting depressed and not doing anything. Did you see all my nice wedding ring photos from the other day?
Yeah, not bad. You didn't do all of me.
I got like 2 likes on each of these. I was really disappointed. They were good photos. Like, that was a nice photo.
That's a bad photo. It's really weird.
You get such media likes.
Yeah, I know. But you don't get any likes.
Me?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
I got 29 likes in the cover photo.
I got 25 in my photo of Mark last night.
Yeah, but that was just like...
That was legitimately funny.
That was all of Mark's friends, though.
And his daddy's family.
Yeah, his exactly. Granny liked it.
Like, oh god, somebody like commented on it. Was like, hi Mark.
And then my one zombie one was like 30 likes. Something like nearly.
Well, did you ever see the comments on Daniel Lyon's profile picture?
I think I looked at them last week and there was nothing stood out at me, so I kind of scrolled back. I was interested, so I looked, but there was nothing interesting there.
Do you know what it is? Like,
it's him and...
Oh, and he's grabbing Jake. Yeah. No, but something, it's like his auntie or something said, you have your hands full there, boys. And he was like, you're done.
If I posted a photo like that, I wonder... I've got 2 ass now that I'm friends with.
Yeah.
I wonder what they'd say.
Can you block certain people? Like, but they're still friends with you?
You can block them from individual posts, but you can't stop them from...
Like, I have an auntie. Yeah. I don't want her seeing the shit I'm liking.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand that. Like, as far as I see it, my aunts can't see any of my posts.
I wonder if she knows
my friend.
Oh, that's the world famous astronaut, Chris Hadfield. Who cares? He's a famous astronaut, and we're going to take a photo of him.
Is he the guy that did the song?
He's the guy who sang David Bowie's Space Oddity, yeah. He's very famous. And I have a picture of
there was a joke in Futurama, I remember. I saw it. It was like, here's Buzz Aldrin who goes to hang in every event or something they ask.
Oh, yeah,
like
he does, yeah.
Yeah. It's like this guy.
This is, battery on this is falling. That's how I send the podcasts to the computer.
Oh.
It's great. Huh? Let's see. What else can we do?
Oh, shit, I was missing my spot.
Our French homework was to write a film review. So I wrote in French about
Steve Jobs. How much time do we have?
Steve Jobs. Les Italiens et Ritudé sans Michel.
Sans Michel.
Est-ce que c'est Michel? Est-ce que c'est Michel? Where is Michael? Où est Michael? Où est Michel? Michael's birthday is coming up. Michael's birthday is coming up.
27th.
So next Friday.
Yep.
And we're all here now. Michael's not here, he's not listening, so what are we gonna do for his birthday? Nothing! I bought him a present, and I'll buy him another present, a proper present, and we should get him a cake. We can eat here.
What do you call a bullfight in Spanish?
Evil, sadistic, the work of Satan, something that should be illegal, something that anyone who supports should be shot. I know, I saw it. It's a funny. I know.
That's like the least comic you've ever seen. Who said that?
Some guy.
I assume it's like a cousin.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Somebody who knows who that cousin is.
So obviously.
Yeah, he hopes. I mean, like, it's just like, I don't use Instagram. Post I got on Instagram once.
What is it?
I mean, like, even post.
Is that his watch?
Yeah.
Oh, I just hate his fucking watch.
I think it's a pretty nice watch.
That's not a normal post. No, not really. Somebody posting a product without a caption is pretty rare. I wouldn't do that. I try to post on Instagram every day. I like Instagram. It's nice. It's a nice app.
I get like 2 on my
time. Oh Jesus, I get like 78. You see, I have 6 Snap, which lets you switch between accounts. So, wait, I'll see now. So I've got my own account. What's that about? It's only 43. Oh, I forgot that lunch ends early today. No, I forgot that lunch ends at 10-2. I thought it was at 2. So see, I have my own account. I have Independence, which I used to stalk people in the school.
Why is this bag really warm?
I have the JL Show, 99%, Buzz Hub Weekly. Okay, everybody. That's all we have time for on episode 200.
It was like really warm.
Guys, what's the episode number?
219.
I was going to 216. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the JL Show.
Don't listen again. This is the last episode ever, so...
We'll be back next week with more pod.
No one listens to it.
Back next week for more pod for your buck. If you want to hear our little tribute to the Paris murders, check out the end of the last episode. I played a nice... There was a nice song. It was...
Tribute to the Paris murders.
It was actually decent. I played Obama's statement, and then I played a nice song about God and stuff. It was actually...
I have to get a video clip of Putin.
So thank y'all for listening, and thank you, Shane, and
Owen. Just imagine Marco Rubio.
Everybody's gonna love today, gonna love today, gonna love today. Everybody's gonna love today, gonna love today. Anyway you want to, anyway you got to. Love, love me, love, love me. Star, pop a star.